Hello everyone, welcome to the Lunish Mishnah Shir, learning Leilunish Mas Chaim Baruch Ben Zavel and Peril Das Pinchas. Following the end of Bab Mitzvah, Mitzvah, we're going to finish today. The last parak, parak Yud, Mishnah Dalit. Yechein Beis Abad, Shu Bani Misela. So too, if you have a Beis Abad, which is a place where they process olives, that is built on a rock. Seemingly then, the structure, the Beis Abad is underneath. Vegina Achaf Al Gabo V'Nichas. And then on top, you don't need such a solid roof, you just need something to have soil to be able to have a an orchard, a garden, on top. And that orchard fell through, meaning the roof slash ceiling, the floor slash ceiling, I should say, of the Beis Abad slash garden fell apart. Again, a 4x4 tabach space. Hari balagina yored v'zarei alamata. So the garden owner gets to come down and plant his fruits or vegetables, where it be, below, inside the olive press, achiyasa l'beis bado kipin, until the olive press owner will make kipin, which is a temporary type of roof, a roof enough to plant a garden on top. I shouldn't say temporary, but less of a structure than is needed for a house, obviously. Hakosava ilin shanafal rishus rabim hiziku patur l'shalim. A wall or a tree that fell into rishus rabim and damaged people, the owner is patur from paying. The rav will tell us why. Notal uzman lakotas ilin lister sakoso, but if he was given time to cut down that tree or to knock down that wall, nafal v'sochazman, and it fell within that time given patur, and he's patur, after the time has passed, he would be chayv. Shav says a base abad is a base la'atzurization, a place where they harvest or process olives. Begina achas al tabov, and there is a garden on top. Base abad shall echav gina shall acher, and each are owned by individual people. V'nifchas, the roof slash floor fell in a bit. V'arba tfachim har tfachim, a 4x4 tfachim, v'ein roi lizroa kvatchil, he can't plant there anymore like you could before. So he comes down below, plants his plants in the house, meaning in the Beis Abad, and the Beis Abad owner has to make kifin. Tikra asuya be equal, that is a round type of roof structure, can mean keshes like a bowl. On that, the garden owner can put some dirt, some soil, and plant. We said, if a wall or tree falls into Rishus Rabim, he's patur m'lashalin. Why is he patur? What could he have done? Anusu, considered to be anus if versus tree or wall falls into Rishus Rabim. However, if Basin gave him his man, nothing was man, Basin gave him his man, Shloshim Yom, Listar, Likot, 30 days to knock down the wall or uproot the tree. So within the time, he's still Pater, but after the time, he was forewarned and he'd be Chai. This Mishnah, Misha Hayakoslo Samach Luginas Kaveri Venafal, a person who had his wall close to the garden of his friend and it fell down. Vamalo Panea Venecho, he said to me, clear your stones out, it fell into my garden. Vamalo Higiucho, he said, keep them. I don't want to clear them out, I don't want to put in the effort or the expenditures on that, but you keep the stone. In Shemalo, we don't have to listen to such a person. He has to clear the stones out. Mishakibo love, if though the person who had the garden accepted that deal, he's going to keep the stones. And once he accepted it, Amarlo Helochasia Tiosecha. So then the person who had the wall, who has these stones now, he changed his mind. He said, no, I'll pay you whatever you spent on gathering those stones. Vaniya Tola Shali, I want those stones back. I'll take mine. In Shemalo, now you also don't listen to him. In either event, He can't force the person to accept money. He has to clear out the stones, and then if the person agreed to accept money, he can't go back on that deal. Asochias apolasus imo betevin lakash, one who hires a worker to do work with him in types of straw. For Omar lo ten li schari, he says to him, pay me. The worker says, I'd like to be paid. For Omar lo tol mashal siso bischarcha, he says, take what you made in that straw as your payment. In Shomalo, you don't listen to him. You have to pay him money. We'll see why, even though Shavik Kesef Kekesef generally, we'll see it's not true about a worker. Mishikil love, however, once he accepted such a deal, Amarlo, then he said to him, Helech Skarcha Vaniya Tola Shali, I want to pay you money, and as a matter of fact, I changed my mind, and I'll take the straw. In Shomalo, again, we don't listen to him. Hamoti Zevel Rishus Rabim, Hamoti Moti. One who is putting fertilizer into Rishus Rabim, so he shouldn't let it stay there. Rather, Hamoti Moti, the one who brings out, to bring it out, Vamazabal Vazabal, and the one who's going to use it as fertilizer immediately should take it and fertilize. It shouldn't be left out in the public domain. Ensuring teeth for Rishus Rabim, one cannot soak plaster in Rishus Rabim. It's damaging. Vein Lovin Levain, we also can't create bricks. They would need to dry there. Of a Govman teeth, you could mix teeth, which is the step done immediately before putting them into a structure, putting the plaster into a structure, Rishus Rabim. Of a Lola Vainim, you still, though, cannot do that to bricks in the Rishus Rabim. Seemingly, it's also some sort of damaging to the public. Habona Rishus Rabim, one who's building Rishus Rabim, Hamevi Avon Hamevi, V'Habona Bona. Again, it has to be an immediate that the one who's bringing the bricks should bring them, and then the builder immediately build with them. Shouldn't leave them out there. Hizik, Mashalim Mash Hizik. In any event, if these things damage someone, he would have to pay. Even if he's allowed to bring them, he'd have to pay what he damaged. Shem Gamliel Lomar Af Masakin Huas Malachto Lifnei Shloshim. Shem Gamliel disagrees with this, that he gets 30 days to prepare whatever his work's going to be, and during that time he would not be chayv. So says the Rav here, v'nafal, the case of the wall that fell into the garden of his friend, v'soch kinas chaver, fell to the garden of his friend, and he said, you have to clear out the stones, and he said, higi yucho, zachei behen, go ahead and merit my stones, go and take acquisition of them, clear them out for yourself, ain shaminlo. Im ain zerotze, if he doesn't want to do that, the garden owner, he doesn't have to do it. Ain kone osan, if he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to acquire them. The chayiv halo lifnos, and the other one would have to clear them out. Then we said a similar case: someone hires a worker to work with him at Tevin of the Kash, the lakate lo mishalo, to gather for him from his own land, omishal hefker, or from hefker land. And then he says he wants to be paid, and he says back to him, keep the straw, in shomelo. Afagav the chol duchta islan shavu kasif kasif. Even though in general, we hold that shavu kasif, something equivalent to the monetary value, is like the monetary value. Gabi sechir and okay, by a hired worker, it's not the case. Below salim pula sechir ksiv, it says you should not keep the wage of the worker overnight. Right, that's a very we discussed a few mishnayos before. Amai da asni da hadei mashma. It's mashma that you're holding back from something that he gets hana out of. You can't force on him a particular object that you want to pay him with. He has to hold that this item that he's receiving is something that he benefits from. Then the Mishnah said that one who is making fertilizer in the public domain, it can't be left there. Hamotzi motzio mezabel mezabel. Kishizem motzio min harefes. When this one takes it out of the cowshed, the Rishus Rabim, into the public place, emuchon hanoso lezabel. The one who has to carry it to fertilize it, so he should be ready to do that. Ve'inu rishai l'shoso b'sham. You can't leave it there in Rishus Rabim. And it said that you can't soak plaster in Rishus Rabim, nor make bricks, but you could govlin tit, you could mix plaster. L'seis miyad b'minin, that's a step done. Put it immediately into a building. And then we said, not bricks. Now, the Rav doesn't explain that part, why not bricks. Seemingly, if you mix plaster to make bricks, also it's some sort of damaging thing. You have to leave it there for a long time. Maybe any step where it's not going to be left there a long time is okay, and anything that has to be left there a long time is an issue. And we said, building a building also has to be immediate. Habone bone, the kabla miyad hamevi bone, he gets them right from the hand of the one who brought the bricks and builds them right away. And then we said if they damage, he's chayav. But Rav Shem Galil disagreed. He said, Masakin, a person could prepare his work. Mizamin, he could, really means invite, but to prepare, Rishus Rabim, Kol Shalosh Yom, 30 days. Ve'ino chayav ben Izakin, and that during that time, is not chayav in damages. Ve'in halacha, Rav Shem Galil, halacha, though, is not like that. This is the last Mishnah of the Masechta. Mishnah Vav, Shtegino, Zoagavzu, two gardens that are on top of one another. Ve'hayarag bin time, and there is vegetables in the middle. Probably it's built in some sort of slanted hill. At the top of the hill, you have one garden. At the bottom, you have another, and there's a slanted patch of dirt in between them, and there's vegetables growing there, and it's unclear who should they belong to. Omer shall Elyon. Omer says they belong to the upper garden owner. Rabbi Yehuda Omer shall Tachton. Rabbi Yehuda says the bottom one. Omer Omer. Omer says, Im Yitzah Elyon Likacha Safari. If the top person want to take away his dirt, Ein Kan Yarek, you'd have no vegetables here in the middle part. Omer Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Im Yitzah Tachton Lamalas Eskinoso. If the bottom one wanted to fill his airspace, yeah, that is parallel to where this vegetables are growing on the incline, and Kanyar could also have no vegetables. Amrei Meir, so Meir says back, being that's true, that each one of them could object to the other one forcefully by taking away what is necessary for the vegetables to grow, we would have to then view how is from where this vegetable is growing. Now that phrase Rabbi Meir doesn't seem to elaborate on, but Rabbi Shimon is seemingly elaborating on Rabbi Meir. I'm a Rabbi Shimon. Kosha oyinochol lifshot esyod avlito. Anything that the top owner could stretch out his hand and grab those vegetables from the slanted part. Hari hu shalo. That's his. Hashar shal tachton. And everything else belongs to the bottom one. Yeah. So says the Rav here. Shteginos. There are two gardens. Shal shnei bnei adam smuchos hazu. Of two people that are close to each other. Ha'achas karki isa gavo v'she'etzla karki isa namuch. One of them is a high, elevated ground floor, and one of the other one is a lower one. But yark bin time, and there's vegetables in the middle. But zekifa agova means on the standing up part of the height. And sitting a slant, shizu gavoa means the part that the measure that this one is higher than the other one. During that, in that part in the middle, that's where the vegetables are growing. So Rabbi Meir held that they belong shel elyon shahari afaruhu umishaloh yonik. It's his dirt. Right, that is in the middle, and so from that dirt it is being nourished. But Rabbi Yehuda says, Shal tachton, shal avirahu munachas, it's in his airspace. So they argued back and forth, and we said, Me'achar shishneim yicholas limchos, each of them could object. That's mean, shal yarek zekan, either one can make it that the vegetable is not here. Elyon lito afaro, the top one can take its dirt, va'tachto l'malas ginos. the bottom could fill the airspace of its garden. So therefore, Rameir says, Ron Mehechan Yarg Zachai, see from where this vegetable grows. Mimakum Shu Yonek Vigadil. Right? From the place that it is growing, really means to be nourished and growing. Velo Yonah saying to him, it should be given. Now, Rameir again doesn't elaborate what that means. But says the Rav on the words of Rabbi Shimon, Koshe El Yochel Livshot Yodav Lito Ahari Yilashil, anything that the top owner can step out, steps out his hand and grabs, so it's his. Kidikam Rameir, that's like Rameir is saying. Ho Meofaru Huchai, because that is how you know that it's from his dirt it's growing. And the rest belongs to the lower owner. Slightly different reasoning, generally, that the bottom, that the top owner himself actually gives up ownership on that, to the bottom owner. It would be a disgrace for him to have to go get permission to walk into the part of the land that belongs to his friend's, you know, his friend's garden, and to take it from there. So he mafkers it. Rabbi Shimon is actually like that Rabbi Shimon's description of Rabbi Meir. Thank you for listening. We'll continue Baba Basra next time.